Meet Rachel Waddell. She's the director of orchestral activities at the University of Rochester River Campus.
I do have a background that I would say is pretty non-traditional. I didn't start in music. I wasn't one of those people that started super young and always knew I wanted to be a conductor. I probably wanted to be pretty much everything but that. I wanted to be a marine biologist. I wanted to be a biochemist. I wanted to do historic preservation. I wanted to be an English major.
But she kept getting drawn further into music, first as a composer and then as a conductor. She found work conducting professional orchestras and with a youth orchestra in Canton, Ohio.
And I will never forget, I tell a story a lot about that experience of coming to them at the first rehearsal. We rehearsed in a basement, really drab and dark, and that was about the spirit of the room when I walked in. I've never seen a rehearsal where the students left all their instruments in their cases, on their laps, until I had to tell them, even putting music on their stand, even saying, you can take out your instrument and practice. They were just that scared and that forlorn that they didn't. They refused. And it was really quite overwhelming. That broke my heart to see them that way. And so I started immediately working on them, trying to build their spirits.
With her encouragement, those students started playing. And over time, the program grew from 30 to 150 students in three orchestras. Waddell is now in her second year at the University of Rochester. The musicians she conducts are college students, U of R faculty, and amateur community musicians. Most are not majoring in music or planning to pursue it as a career, but all of them are drawn to the joy and challenge of making music together.
I am amazed every day. I tell them this, I don't know if they believe me, but I tell them that they're my heroes for putting up with what they're doing, you know, their biology degrees, their physics degrees, and they want to learn, you know, Bernstein symphonic dances in their spare time. I mean, that's incredible to me. And so I think helping them to continue to realize their potential, and not only as individuals, but as an ensemble, encouraging them to play together, to know what that means, and to realize how much nicer it feels when you're playing with a group and when you're all on the same wavelength and you're all doing the same thing. It's not a competition. It's not meant to set people against each other, but to create unity. And I think once you have that, then you can really invite the community, both the campus community and the larger Rochester community, and even beyond that, in.
Some of the orchestra's recent programs have included a musical exploration of immigration in collaboration with the U of R's Dance and Movement program, musical poetry contest for students, and a program commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution.
I mean, we're a liberal arts university, so if you can't do that kind of collaboration and interdisciplinary work in a liberal arts environment, if it's not safe to do it there, then where can you do it? You can't do it anywhere. So I feel that that's something that's really important, especially there's a lot of hot topics with orchestras right now on inclusion, diversity, and how we relate to our communities. And so these aren't issues that are just going to magically fix themselves. You have to take an active role every day in thinking of ways to fix that. And it's not a one-season solution. It's a long-term solution of trying to change the way that you think about classical music and what that means.
And she's just getting started. Waddell wants to expand the range of music the orchestra plays, find new connections, and ultimately, change the world.
I'm looking forward to doing even more adventurous programming. I mean, compared to some of the things I've done with the Youth Symphony in the past, this past season and the upcoming year are adventurous, but I'm realizing it's not nearly enough to create change and the kind of change that I would like to see, not only in our small slice of the world, but the world at large. I want to bring in a lot more minority composers, living composers, pieces that they haven't performed before, just to really continue to have them challenge themselves, both as musicians and as intellectuals and human beings.
For WXXI, I'm Mona Segatola-Salmi.